Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody, to the program. Another Friday is gone. Well, it's not gone yet, but it will be. I'm your host, Rob Zicari. This is the Rob Zicari Show. We've got a lot to get to today. I'm going to call it Thursday Part 2, which is really Friday. Thursday Part 2. The plot thickens, ladies and gentlemen. The plot thickens. Yes, and I'm talking about Ted Cruz sex scandal. Yes. The Ted Cruz sex scandal. Remember, this started as a fight. I guess you could call it a fight between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, their wives. Yes, it all started with the wives. Now we know. See, we connect the dots on this show. We don't play into the whole conspiracy pin hat Alex Jones stuff. We don't play into that. We're not talking about trichomes in the air or whatever the hell those things are called. In the airplanes and the white smoke and it's supposed to be poison. We don't play into that. We do on this show is we connect dots. We connect dots, and we've done this for the last year and a half. Because in politics, not in the real world. In the real world, you connect the dots, you go to jail. In the real world, you don't need the murder weapon to convict somebody for murder. It's only in politics. It's only in politics where you have to have murder weapons. You have to. Matter of fact, you actually have to have video of the person doing something in order to convict them. Yeah, you have to, and even then, you'll get a CNN or a MSNBC or a Fox to say the video is fake. It's somebody that looks like that person. So we here at the Rob Zicari Show connect dots. So we do. We connect dots. Now, we started to connect dots yesterday. And that involved Heidi Cruz. We started to connect dots with the police report that nobody really has talked about. Nobody's really talked about it. Or if they do, it kind of gets pushed aside as, a bout of depression. And yesterday we heard people on the left saying, Donald Trump is shaming Heidi Cruz for a bout of depression. Now, some places, and very few, defended and said, well, to be all fair, Ted Cruz and his crew fired the first shot. They created an ad. And let's be clear here, okay? Because I spent about 20 minutes yesterday. I was at the mechanics. I got a car issue, okay? I don't have a Bentley, all right? I don't have a Lotus. All right, I don't have a Maserati. I don't have those things. I wish I did. My car is just a normal, every man's everyday worker car. It's a Sebring, I think. It's nothing special, and I needed to get two new tires. Okay. I had to get two new tires. So I had to drive all the way to Valley, and I got two new tires. And while I waited, I listened to Mark Levin cry. Just cry. I never heard anybody cry so much. I never did. He's a regular crier. It might be he cries more than Glenn Beck. And that's tough. Okay? That's tough. But he might cry more than Glenn Beck. Now, if you tune to Glenn Beck, he's bizarre. He quotes Bible passages, and not just quotes. Like, he actually will go to what you think is a commercial break, but it's Glenn Beck talking real soft like this. And then he says, when Abraham visited, and you're like, what am I listening to? Am I driving in the South here? And it's just preachers on 680 AM? What am I listening to? But Levin was just out of his mind. Out of his mind. Talking about Trump attacking Heidi Cruz for no reason. What a scumbag he is. What a piece of crap. Ted Cruz didn't do anything wrong. Did do nothing wrong. And then he starts reading the rules and how things pertain to the super PACs and candidates not being allowed to communicate with the super PACs and so forth and so on. Same thing with the other Cruz bot, Hugh Hewitt. Like I told you, in politics, if you connect the dots and you just draw a rational conclusion, they'll tell you, no, that's not the case. That's not the case. In the court of law, in high school, in grammar school, the kid eating his boogers, okay? He'll get in trouble without the teacher specifically watching him eat his boogers, okay? Just connect the dots, man. Connect the dots. There's dried boogers on the kid's face. There's boogers on his hand. There's boogers on his desk. He's friends with a couple people that told you he eats his boogers on a regular basis. He's a booger eater. You have to look at him eating the booger physically. So they're crying. Look, the commission, it states here, and Cruz did not have anything to do with that ad. It's against the law for him to do anything with that ad. It's like, really, guys? Really? That's really. Telling you, the Cruz and all of his supporters, Cruz and all of his supporters are the biggest wannabe tough guys. They really are. They're the biggest wannabe tough guys. They will talk the game. They will get in your face. They will push you around. And when you punch them in the face, when you lay them out, they will crawl to the police and press charges. That's the tough guys they are. That's the tough guys they are. If you listen to Mark Levin, he thinks he's G. Gordon Liddy. He does. He thinks he's a real tough guy. If Trump's campaign manager, Corey, ever touched my arm, if he ever said anything about my, I would throw him to the ground and I would put my boot on his throat. Yeah, Mark, you ain't going to do anything. You're not going to do anything, Mark Levin. You ain't going to do anything, Mark Levin. You're weak. You're pathetic and you're weak. Just like Ted Cruz. Just like Cruz supporters. Weak, pathetic. So they were crying. Donald Trump attacked Ted Cruz's wife for no reason. And the funny thing is, Donald Trump didn't say anything. It's kind of like, let me give you an example. I don't want to veer too far off, but let me give you an example of the craziness. Yeah, and how Cruz people are so similar to the liberals, to the scum. To the scum that pollute our airwaves, all right? They were crying because Trump put out a picture of Melania side-by-side to Ted Cruz's wife. And they used a picture of Ted Cruz's wife with this snarl on her face. Yeah, this weird snarl, which she does a lot. She snarls a lot. She snarls a lot. There's a video on the web that is just a close-up on her face watching, I guess, Ted Cruz talk. And it's like this 30-second video. And it just looks like she's fading in and out. She just has this look of, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't look like somebody that's just all there. Okay? It looks like someone that's being forced to do what she's doing. That's what it looks like. It looks like someone that's forced to do what they're doing. And they're doing everything they can to not throw up in their own mouth. So Trump responds. Remember, Trump responds to the attack ad that the Cruz people, let's be clear on this, okay? Remember, connect the dots. And I don't want to rehash this from yesterday because we have new stuff to get to. But remember, you have a super PAC that's run by Liz Maher, okay, who was a employee for Mitt Romney. She was also an employee for Scott Walker, okay? She created an ad that has Melania Trump half-naked. It's not a hustler spread. It was a GQ spread, and you could kind of see a smidgen of nip and the pubic region. And it says, "Meet Melania Trump, your next first lady." And on the bottom says, "Or you could support Ted Cruz on Tuesday." And that ad, if you want to be technical, is saying, vote Ted Cruz and you'll get a conservative Christian woman as the first lady, which is Heidi Cruz. I mean, it was a shot, not at Donald Trump. It was a shot at the wives. I mean, forget Trump. It had nothing to do with Trump. This super PAC, this Liz Maher, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars blasting the Utah airwaves. Remember, this didn't go in New York. This didn't go in Florida. This specifically went in Utah. Again, connect the dots. Liz Mayer, a former Romney campaign manager, communications director, whatever she was. Romney is the surrogate to Ted Cruz. Romney is doing press conferences saying Donald Trump is the worst person in the world. Romney is in Utah, his home state, the state of magic underpants and the cult of Mormonism. He's running around that state telling everybody to vote for Ted Cruz, telling the 70% of the population that are Mormons to vote for Ted Cruz. And this ad is running on a continuous loop in Utah. So please, don't tell me Ted Cruz didn't know about this ad. It started to run on Friday. Started to run on some networks and some places Thursday. So it started to run Thursday, started to run Friday. Ted Cruz knew this ad was out. He knew this ad was coming a week before. Play devil's advocate. Let's just play in. Okay? Let's play in. He didn't know about it. Okay? He had no idea because they don't coordinate. It's against the rules. Well, when it hit the airwaves Thursday and Friday, he sure the hell knew about it. People in his campaign told him about it. So if he didn't know about it before, he knew about it Thursday and Friday. He knew about it Saturday. He knew about it Sunday. Did Ted Cruz come out and disavow it? No. Did Ted Cruz hold a press conference? No. Ted Cruz didn't say anything about that. Ted Cruz didn't say anything about that ad. He didn't say anything about it Thursday. He didn't say anything about it Friday. He didn't say anything about it Saturday. He didn't say anything about it Sunday. He didn't say about it until, what, yesterday? After Donald Trump put out a tweet? I mean, you can't get any more opportunistic than Ted Cruz. Seriously. Seriously. He did this whole Donald Trump, you're a sniveling weakling. Wives are off limits. What? Wives are off limit? Well, why weren't you saying this Thursday? Why weren't you saying this Friday? I'm playing into the game. You didn't know about this, but you knew about it Thursday and Friday. Remember, everybody, when the Washington Post made fun of Ted Cruz's kids and called them little monkeys, when that newspaper came out, Donald Trump was there that day with a tweet. The Washington Post, which is the lobbyist power for not imposing taxes on Amazon, today did a nasty cartoon attacking Ted Cruz's kids. Bad. That was that day. That was that day. That was that day. Now, of course, the Cruz bots are not going to bring this up. They're not going to say, they're just going to say, Ted Cruz had nothing to do with the super PAC. He had nothing to do with it. He didn't know anything about it either. He's not allowed to. And if you're Mark Levin, you'll read the rules. I mean, literally, Mark Levin read the rules on paper. I mean, these guys are such skeevy scumbags. They really are. He reads the rules and goes, look, plain and simple. Cruz had nothing to do with this. Plain and simple. He couldn't have said anything. He can't communicate. And again, if you want to play that game and say, whoa, Cruz couldn't say anything, he couldn't do anything. Well, Friday afternoon, Cruz could have tweeted and said, I do not condone that ad. It was wrong. It was bad. But he didn't. He didn't do any of that. It's amazing how many people go after Trump. And when Trump fires back, and his fire is a lot hotter and a lot heavier and nastier than what they shot themselves, they cry. And they act as if they're the victims. None of this would have happened if Ted Cruz would have came out and said, that ad is bad. I don't condone that ad. That ad is wrong. But Ted Cruz didn't do it. Once that ad was out, they're 100%. There's 100%. Okay? 100% a way that word could have got to Liz Meyer to kill that ad. Okay? You're going to tell me that nobody inside the Cruz campaign, no one, a friend of a worker, a friend of an aide, a friend of a friend of a friend, doesn't know Liz Meyer? Come on. If we were outside of politics, Ted Cruz would be found guilty. There's enough evidence. There's enough evidence to point in the Cruz direction of either knowing and basically doing nothing to stop it, or after the fact, then knowing and doing nothing to stop it. I mean, please, enough, Mark Levin, you scumbag. Seriously, you're such a scumbag. And the people that listen to you are just brainwashed morons. They really are. They really are. For heaven's sake, your stepson works for Ted Cruz. I mean, seriously, folks, how can this guy objectively do a radio show and talk about issues involving the campaigns and things that are being done when he has skin in the game? I mean, his stepson, his wife's or fiance or girlfriend, whatever you want to call her, son works for Ted Cruz. No different than we laugh at Jorge Ramos because his daughter works for Hillary Clinton. And we go, bro, you can't be an objective journalist. You're an advocate. You're disqualified from any conversation that puts you as a reporter. You're not a reporter. You're an advocate. Mark Levin's the same way. Mark Levin is the same way. His son works for Ted Cruz. So these crybabies, and that's what they are just crying up a storm. Just crying up a storm. Ted Cruz had nothing to do with it. Donald Trump is going after Ted Cruz. And the best part is all Trump said, and remember this, all Trump said was lying Ted Cruz. I'm sorry. Very unprofessional, very Mark Levin-like. All Trump said was, in a tweet, lying Ted Cruz just used a picture of Melania from a GQ shoot in his ad. Be careful, lying Ted, or I will spill the beans on your wife. That's all he said. And then, of course, Ted Cruz responded, picture of your wife is not from us, Donald. If you try to attack Heidi, you're more of a coward than I thought. Remember the back and the Levins. Ted Cruz had nothing to do with that picture. And when they describe Liz Marr, it's funny. They act like she's this rogue operative. Ted Cruz has nothing to do with just some political hack that runs a pack who despises Trump. She does what she does. They act like Liz Marr is just some rogue person that despises Trump so much. Just despises Trump so much that she creates anti-Trump ads. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with people she knows. And it's just amazing to watch them downplay Liz Marr. This woman was an intricate part of Scott Walker's campaign. She was an intricate part of Mitt Romney's campaign. She was a political pundit that would have... one would assume, since every other political pundit gets paid from CNN. When you see these people on CNN or MSNBC or Fox, and it's a constant, they're getting paid. Okay? They're getting paid. When you see Newt Gingrich on Fox, or rather it's Hannity or it's Megyn Kelly or whoever, he's getting paid. He's a contract. Liz Marr had a contract. She was a CNN spokesman or a pundit. So this notion that Levin and Cruz and Beck don't know who Liz Marr is and the people associated with Liz Marr is ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. So after that tweet fest from Cruz and Trump, and Cruz is calling Trump a coward. Trump posts a picture, and this is to the point that I was going to bring up about liberals. It's a picture of Heidi Cruz, and it's got to be one of the pictures that were taken at the moment she found out about lion Ted Cruz's affairs. It's got to be because she's got this scowl on her face. And it's a side-by-side shot of her and her scowl next to Melania. And all it says is no need to spill the beans. And then under the images, it says the images are worth 1,000 words. And once again, this is a retweet. Trump didn't make it. Trump seen it. He liked it. And he retweeted it. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. And that prompted Ted Cruz to be outraged and have a press conference and call Donald Trump a sniveling weakling. Again, it was theater. It was Ted Cruz creating theater. It was Ted Cruz trying to become the news cycle because the news cycle is dominated by Donald Trump. Even when Trump is taking a vacation, have you noticed everybody's been quiet these past few days? Man, it just kind of shows you how in tune Trump is to what is going on, in the sense of you've had a terror attack, a horrible terror attack, and every network is focused on that terror attack, and every single news program is focused on the terror attack. Still, to this day, they're catching and finding people that are associated with the plot in Brussels. So why would Trump go out and do TV interviews or go out and do rallies and do things that the media would cover? Why? It's a waste, and Trump knows it. Trump knows it. Everybody is focused on Belgium. Everybody is focused on the aftermath. Everybody's focused on the aftermath. So Trump knows that going and doing a rally or a press conference and some political event is not going to get the coverage. So he's laying back. And Ted Cruz knows that laying back only benefits Trump. It doesn't benefit him. And if he could use this as a way to call out Trump, the new thing is Trump is scared to debate me. He won't debate me. So it's not about the wives. It's not about Cruz being outraged. He doesn't give a crap about the love of his life, Heidi Cruz. If he cared, he wouldn't be having affairs with countless women. He wouldn't be holding his Bible up in his left hand and holding his genitals in the right, looking for a warm body to place in. It's about trying to get Trump to engage with him and be part of the news cycle and then create a debate situation. It's the fourth quarter. Trump's up by 3 touchdowns. There's 8 minutes left to play. He's running the ball. He doesn't need to air it out. He's running the ball. And he's putting the ball in the hands of a veteran, someone who hasn't fumbled in 700 rushing attempts, okay? And that's what it's about. But the liberal comparison is the picture of Melania next to Heidi Cruz doesn't say anything except a picture or an image is worth 1,000 words. That's it. That's it. Now, if you're outraged by it, what you're saying is Heidi Cruz is ugly and Melania Trump is beautiful. I mean, that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. This picture doesn't say it. Just says images are worth 1,000 words. That's all. It's up to you to look at that picture, look at that image, and decipher what it means. Maybe you don't think Heidi Cruz looks ugly. Maybe you think she's hot. Maybe she looks beautiful. Maybe she's hotter than Melania Trump. It's left up to you to decide. And now the liberal comparison, when you say, you know, Obama is a Muslim. I think he's a Muslim. And the left loses their mind. How could you say that? What's wrong with you? That is racist. That is wrong. Wait a minute. I thought Muslims were happy, peace-loving people. I didn't say I think the president is a radical Muslim. I don't think he's part of radical Islam. I just said I think the president is Muslim. That's it. You're the one who's being outraged because you're the one, in your mind, feels Islam and Muslims are bad. You're the one that's projecting this. I'm not. I just said I think the president is a Muslim. And you're the one that's being outraged. Why would you be outraged? Being a Muslim is fine. Muslims are happy-go-lucky people. They're peaceful people. There's something like 1.2 billion peaceful Muslims in the world. All I said was, I think the president of the United States is a Muslim. Now, if you're outraged, you need help. You need to get some therapy. You need to look at your inner self and what type of racist tendencies you have. Because if you hear Muslim and president in the same sentence and you're outraged, then you think being a Muslim is bad. That's why you're outraged. So, the Cruz outrage with the picture is very liberal-like. That's what it is. It's very liberal-like. Very liberal-like. So, that was yesterday. Okay? That was yesterday, and we talked about this, and then we brought up spilling the beans and Ted Cruz's wife and what it meant. And so we found a police report. I guess that's what you call it, right? It's a police report involving Ted Cruz's wife. Okay? And it talks about her, and it's bizarre. And we broke down this police report by the Austin Police Department. And it's again, it's bizarre. And it talks about Heidi Cruz sitting next to a freeway. Seriously, sitting next to the Mopac freeway. Somebody texted or phoned in 911. They said, hey, man, there's a lady in a pink shirt sitting by the freeway. You should check it out. It's bizarre. It's crazy. So we talked about this police report and all the redactions. There's just tons of redaction. It looks like the 28 missing pages of the 9/11 commission, where they talk about Saudi Arabia, and they got redactions everywhere. Just redacted, 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 redacted. That's what it looks like. Looks like the 9/11 commission. Now, When asked why she was sitting next to Mopac, Cruz stated that she had walked away from her home on a nearby nearby Hartford, and that she had been walking around the area. Cruz also added that she redacted and then asked Cruz if she was at the present location, so redacted, to which Cruz replied that she had been redacted. Cruz also relayed to me that she'd been particularly redacted for the past 3 weeks and that she was currently redacted. Cruz stated she was not on any type of medication, that she had two sips of a margarita approximately an hour earlier with dinner. I did not detect any signs of intoxication on Cruz. After conversing with Cruz, I believe that she redacted. In addition, I believe that she was a danger to herself. Redacted, due to her sitting 10 feet away from the busy Mopac traffic, redacted. I then asked Cruz if I could transport her to redacted. Cruz was reluctant, stating that maybe she should call her redacted or get a ride home from police. I then relayed to Cruz that based upon what I had seen and heard, redacted. I then transported Cruz from the scene to redacted. A lot of redactions. So we discussed this. We said, what is this about? Why was Heidi Cruz wandering around the streets of Austin? It seemed like she was afraid to go home. Seemed like she was fighting with someone. I mean, again, we're just connecting the dots here. These are real dots to be connected. Somebody that is a mom, somebody that's a Goldman Sachs executive. I mean, this isn't just some girl. This isn't just some a trailer park, I don't know. this isn't some skivoza wandering around the street looking for change, looking to give out handies. I mean, this is the wife of a solicitor general, somebody that works for the Bush administration. I mean, this is a big deal. Somebody goes, oh, well, she was just depressed. Well, why was she depressed? What was she doing? So we just connected the dots. We came up with a lot of theories yesterday. That's all they were. They were theories. They were observations. Nothing more, nothing less. But we ended it with, there has to be more to this. There has to be more to this. There has to be. It's downplayed. It's not really talked about. Obviously, something was upsetting Heidi Cruz. Something got her upset. Something got her upset. What got her upset? Something got her upset. To the point where she's wandering the streets of Austin and not wanting to go home. Wanting to call somebody else. Now, again, these are all redacted here. So we can only connect dots. We can only connect dots that calling Ted was out of the question. That was something she did not want to do. She wanted to call someone else. We speculated yesterday, again, was this because of Ted? You know what this sounds like to me? Let me throw this out there. This sounds like to me a wife found something out, okay? To me, this sounds like somebody found something out, a wife found something out, and went completely ape crap. Like, this was the moment. This was the moment she found something out. She'd been thinking because she'd been hearing or seeing things for weeks, and it was making her uneasy. You know, maybe she found a phone number. Maybe she found a letter. Who knows? But to me, it sounds like a wife had been being suspicious of her husband for 1 week, for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks. And it all boiled up. It all boiled up to a confrontation. That confrontation got ugly. That confrontation resulted in Heidi Cruz bolting from the house. Listen, I don't want to, you know, be too upfront, but I've been in a situation like that before. I've gotten, not now, not in the last, geez, probably 20 years, probably in my 20s. I had been in situations where a fight, where an argument, where information have come out, where things have gotten so intense that you just leave. You leave with whatever clothes are on your back. You just leave, and you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and then you walk some more. And you calm down, you compose yourself, and before you know it, you're, you know, 10 miles away from your house or your apartment. You got no jacket on, it's cold, you got no money in your pocket because it was 11 o'clock at night. And now you're thinking to yourself, oh man, how do I get back? I don't know where I am. I just stormed out of the house and walked. I'm Forrest Gump. I just walked and walked and walked and walked. And I didn't know where I was going. So I walked some more. And then I walked some more. And before you knew it, I was in another state. And then I said, hey, I'll walk some more. There you know, hey, it happens. And that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like something transpired at the Cruz home. It had been building for weeks. And Heidi Cruz couldn't take it anymore. And she took off. And before she knew it, she's in the middle of nowhere, near a busy freeway. And police roll up, and they're like, hey, are you all right? And she's like, no, I'm not. Redacted, 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 redacted. I'm not all right. I'm absolutely not all right. So that's connecting the dots. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what these dots that got connected could be from. These dots that were connected, because we didn't know yesterday. We didn't know We didn't know about why this had been hush-hush. We didn't know why Heidi Cruz had been so upset. Listen, if somebody's dealing, and I'm not making a generalization, please. Don't start emailing me and crying like a little girl or a little boy, okay? But if you have had bouts of depression, if depression is something that overtook your life, okay? And we've heard that happen. I mean, the antidepressant pills are a big deal. They make billions of dollars a year for pharmaceutical companies. If depression is something that you have battled with, okay, and you are part of a political team, let's face it, husband and wife, it's a political team, especially when the wife is a Goldman Sachs executive, okay? She's not Susie Q homemaker that doesn't go on the campaign trail and doesn't help with behind the scenes and highly educated. I mean, this isn't old school politics. This is new school. So if you add that in with the fact that Ted Cruz is the most opportunistic politician in the history of I mean, he, from using his kids as props, I mean just you name it, Ted Cruz uses it. If Heidi Cruz had been battling depression and it was something that was part of her life for years and years and years, and she beat it and went on to have a successful career as an executive Goldman Sachs and a mother and partner in a political camp, don't you think Ted Cruz and Heidi Cruz would be using that? Don't you think there would be a campaign push to have her talk about depression, humanize Ted Cruz, humanize her, humanize the campaign? Get people on board, get women on board. Remember, Ted Cruz is anti-abortion. He's not very friendly to women. So you get Heidi Cruz to talk about the years of fighting depression and how Ted was there and helped her get help, and right? Again, connect the dots. Makes sense, right? Well, quiet. Connect the dots, because it wasn't years and years and years. It was a little spout, a little teeny tiny spout. When you hear Ted Cruz, oh, it was healed with prayer. It was healed with prayer and love. Real, what are you one of them Christian fundamentalists? Are you one of them where somebody gets sick and the parents don't take the child to the hospital? They pray over his bed that his 104 temperature, his fever, will just go away because they're praying to God, and then the child dies. Are you one of them? So your wife is wandering the streets of Austin, battling depression, looking like she's going to throw herself in front of a car, and you have a priest come over and just pray, and that depression, poof, goes away. Get out of here. This was part of an incident where Heidi Cruz was finding things out. She was finding things out about her husband. It blew up on this day. It blew up on this day. She couldn't take it anymore. She ran out of the house.